I'm Steve Harrison. Former President Donald Trump spoke at a plumbing equipment manufacturer in Mint Hill earlier today. He started his 80-minute speech speculating whether Iran was behind the two assassination attempts against him this summer. Mark Robinson, the embattled GOP candidate for governor, wasn't there. Before coming to Mint Hill, Trump was briefed by U.S. intelligence officials about what his campaign said were specific threats from Iran to kill him. The media has reported that the government doesn't believe the two assassination attempts against Trump by Americans in Pennsylvania and in Florida were tied to Iran. But Trump wondered if that was true and asked how the family of the alleged Pennsylvania shooter could afford what Trump said was a big, big law firm. He then launched into a warning.
But if I were the president, I would inform the threatening country, in this case Iran, that if you do anything to harm this person, we are going to blow your largest cities and the country itself to smithereens. We're going to blow it to smithereens. You can't do that. And there would be no more threats.
He continued.
Meanwhile, we have the president of Iran in our country this week. We have large security forces guarding him, and yet they're threatening our former president and the leading candidate to become the next president of the United States. Certainly a strange set of circumstances.
Trump spent the rest of his speech on more familiar ground, saying he would impose wide-ranging tariffs to protect American manufacturers and to encourage companies to make products here. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, the Republican candidate for North Carolina governor, wasn't there, and Trump didn't mention him. Republicans have ghosted Robinson since CNN reported that he had made racially and sexually offensive comments in an online forum of a pornographic website more than a decade ago. Some diehard Trump supporters at the Mint Hill event weren't ready to abandon Robinson. But like John Hosinski of Salisbury, they weren't ready to embrace him.
You don't make decisions right away. You wait and let it all come out. And right now, I'll let this play out before I make a decision about Mark Robinson.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Too many people want to jump to conclusions and make accusations before all the facts are out.
Ed Austin of Mint Hill agreed.
I'm going to wait and get all my information before I decide if I'm going to or not going to vote for Mark. So I met him 2 weeks ago at the Cabarrus County Fair. Nice guy.
Robinson has denied making the posts. He said Tuesday that his campaign has hired a law firm to determine where the, quote, false smears originated, but he hadn't taken legal action as of Wednesday afternoon. I'm Steve Harrison.